40 minutes of the game, you have a couple of unfortunate plays go your way, and you're down two. But to see with the way your club was able to come back and get the end result, how satisfying is that for the entire bench?
Really important, because we liked the way we were playing, and it went against us a bit, but we didn't change the way we were playing, and it was a fun game to be a part of. The bench was wired right, and everybody was pulling and into the game, so really important. I mean, what would I be selling if it didn't go our way? I'd be telling you that I like the way we play, and if we keep playing like that, then we like that we're moving forward. It's great to get a win on that and have everybody a piece of it. You know, Lauren makes a couple of big glove saves, so he knows he was a big part of the win in the back end. That's a powerful offensive team they've got there, and our back end battled on a lot of those pucks. And you look at the second goal that we scored. Kyle Connor goes from goal line to tops of the circles over or above their out, knocks it down, goes back in and scores. So there are lots of really hard, good plays that, you know, when these two teams get to, it is a bounce, right? It's just knocking something down and being on the puck, and it's good that they got properly rewarded for it.
Obviously, we talked about this morning the rivalry that is built between these clubs. That's not an easy game to play in tonight, is it?
No, it's not, and especially I think more for your back end, it's heavy in all the corners, right? You're grinding a lot, and you look at the forward minutes, nobody over 20, because you can't really run that heavy in a game that's played that hard.
Paul, retrievals and recoveries kind of high on your to-do list. Why were you so successful in those areas today?
Yeah, really, we had really good forward support in all of them. First of all, our D went back hard to get pucks and moved it. You know, that first pass, I thought we were really good. But we were actually, I think if you look at the numbers, our second pass rate was really, really high because our support was there when we were right. And then the offensive zone, that's our game. Like, we spend a lot of time here kind of seaming pucks and working it around the outside. But we, especially in the first two periods, we put a lot of pucks to the net and then started and got on it and used that speed to get on it. And for our D, just like their D, that's a tough game to play.
You had four lines that were going quite well. I mean, yeah. It's been one game, but
I do.
Kind of like what you
I
saw
do.
From those.
Because it changes the way you can work your bench. And then, you know, that early on, it may in fact have been a saw-off with Shifley, Hayes, and Lowry. But the advantage in some ways was Copp's line. They had good action. So they're a unique fourth line. They've got some real skill there. And Andrew's such a smart player that he gets into the right places all the time for those two, and those two can do some things. So I did. I liked the bench. I wasn't hiding anybody out there. I was giving them all, you know, the right. It was mostly a lot of times you get the matchup first, and after that you want to make sure you get enough rest because they were coming to the bench and they were rightfully so. They were breathing hard.
Kevin Hayes said he came in as an offensive player. What does it say about his evolution that he's the guy that you have out there protecting a lead in a one-goal game?
Big, strong, left-handed face-off man, and now we have the real protection in those last two lines. But now, as I got left and right-handed face-off men on both units, so if they ice the puck and it goes to the other side, you've got a real strong face-off man there. You would then have all six of those guys kill penalties, and the 6-on-5 is just a version of penalty killing, so they're in that rhythm as well. Did a good job. I mean, it's nice having that. A big centerman, but he's with that line, he's got two guys that can really skate. Kyle Connor was just spectacular tonight. I mean, he was so fast and dynamic. One game, absolutely, but I like the way it looked tonight.
Tough ending for Kulikov in the last game. What do you think of his response today?
Well, really good. Hard tonight and simple and fast. Our back end moved it as quick as they possibly could. They've got a good defensive structure in their forecheck and in their neutral zone. Very happy with his game.
And I mean, they've been very good for you all year long, but what did it mean to get your top line involved offensively, not just in goals, but in important goals in the game tonight?
Yeah, those guys carry a completely different pressure than a lot of other players. They have to do both, right? They're going to have to play against one of the best lines in the league, and then they're expected to score. And being on for one, and I thought they got fired up after that. I thought they turned the corner after that.
Goalies are creatures of habit, and And Laurent is coming off a few losses, I think.
Yeah.
What do you like about his game tonight, especially relative short notice, I suppose, for the start?
So his, you know, he's had two kind of off nights for me. One in St. Louis, and we scored eight, and one in Ottawa. And other than that, what I like about Lauren is he doesn't really look any different. He's going to get you one or two really big saves. I think he had at least three tonight, two in the glove, one on the pad early. He works so darn hard in practice every day, you know he's going to stay sharp. You're always wondering, because he doesn't have a lot of starts to his resume, you're wondering about that confidence. What happens when you have a couple, or, you know, you don't win your last two? What happens to a relatively young goalie in terms of experience? He showed us tonight nothing. You know, he made big, it's a big part of the win.
It looked like, in terms of defense pairings coming out behind forward lines, that Kulikov and Myers spent a lot of time with Scheifele's unit out there. Is that more a reflection of their ability to move the puck up ice, or the expectation that they'd be facing the top line?
It would be all, yes, all of that, all experience-based, right? Those are the two guys that have got the most time in a lot of ways. And I like the other pairings. So we're not, certainly Ben Sherratt can play in that hole. They've got the experience, and they need to have the pressure on them. Now, they want it, but, you know, we got two key guys out on the back end, and the pressure falls on the next most veteran group.
Is there any fringe benefit then to that? Now you're going to put a lot of guys through some increased roles, and by the time that
And the other one is that there's a real, you know, I mean, we get to see Nathan play an important role with a good player in Jake, so I like Nathan's game again. And then Sammy Niku and Ben Chiarot, not just tonight, but that's a brand new young defenseman, rookie defenseman, and he's played some of his best games against the best teams. So and the heavy teams. So there's some, you know, they got out against the fourth line a bunch of times in Vegas, and he handled it and handled the puck really well. And there's some heavy guys on that team. He did a nice job tonight.